The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. The other morning, I was getting my five-year-old up and dressed. I guess you could say I was hustling him along the morning continuum, essentially processing him out the door. And he turned to me and said, "Mommy, can you be my sister today?" He might have had something else in mind, but what I heard was him telling me to be a kid with him, to lower the stakes and take what we were doing together as a happy game. Sometimes I think our approach to time is what divides the kids from the grown-ups. I think children have a fundamental disbelief in the reality of time. They don't take it seriously, and the repercussions for them are slight. Time for the young is on their side. Lucky them. At 46, I feel chased by time, ridden by it, left at the end of each day feeling I owe it something, wishing it would cut me a break or break me off a few more hours at the end of each week to finish what I've started. But of course, feeling rushed, chased, and indebted is grim. It puts lines on your face and turns your hair white, which makes me think my son is right. Taking his advice the other day was fun. He made it to school dressed, fed, and zipped into his coat. But I did so while telling myself that the worry, the burden of being the adult in the room, was someone else's responsibility. I know there are plenty of times in each day when I have no choice but to be the adult. But when I can, I want to embrace play as the wisdom of childhood. Today's poem, by Miami-based poet Campbell McGrath, reminds me that the kids have it. Why not make music out of the feeling that time is not on our side? Why not make it into a dance, the kind where you whirl around a room, switching partners again and again until you're giddy and dizzy and ready for bed? Pentatina for five vowels. Today is a trumpet to set the hounds baying. The past is a fox, the hunters are flaying. Nothing unspoken goes without saying. Love's a casino where lovers risk playing. The future's a marker, our hearts are prepaying. The future's a promise, there's no guaranteeing. Today is a fire, the field mice are fleeing. Love is a marriage of feeling and being. The past is a mirror for wishful sightseeing. Nothing goes missing without absenteeing. Nothing gets cloven except by dividing. The future is chosen by atoms colliding. The past's an elision forever eliding. Today is a fog bank in which I am hiding. Love is a burn forever debriding. Love's an ascent forever plateauing. Nothing is granted except by bestowing. Today is an anthem, the cuckoos are crowing. The future's a convolute river onflowing. The past is a lawn, the neighbor is mowing. The past is an answer not worth pursuing. Nothing gets done except by the doing. The future's a climax forever ensuing. Love is only won by wooing. Today is a truce between reaping and ruing. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. You can help The Slowdown reach new listeners. Tell your friends about it. Tell the person on the train next to you about it. It's a great excuse to talk to a stranger. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.
Even before starting as host, The Slowdown was part of my daily routine, and I know that's true for so many of you. You can celebrate this special time in your day with a donation right now. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate. Thank you.